respects.
Now in the 60s, because in the 30s, I know a lot of the unions had headquarters right outside of South Street. So if That's you look right. at these old broadsides, it'll be like 27 South Street or 30 South Street will be That's the headquarters.
Right. Yeah.
And was that still true in the 60s?
Not really.
Yeah.
There were a lot of flop houses in the 60s. You know, little three-floor buildings with a potbelly stove and a lot of maybe 15 beds in a room.
Right.
And
this is in the 60s still?
This is in the 60s.
Wow. Okay.
And there were a couple of places that sold seafarers' uniforms.
Uh-huh.
So I used to go around and buy buttons, you know, a U.S. Lines button for an officer's jacket or
collecting them.
A Farrell line. Yeah, because it was rather unique.
Right.
And so I still have some of them, and some of them I gave to the museum, which we had a little display of buttons for officers' uniforms. But, you know, then came the big renovations of 1970, and, you know, right next door to 25 South Street, on Coenty Slip was the Wilfred O. White chart shop. Mm. New York Nautical was there. And there were a lot of related industry.
Yeah.
And back in the 1800s and maybe early 1900s, you had steamship sailing ship owners all the way up to the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the early 60s, Luckenbach was at on the end of where Wall Street met Water Street, and the Ward Line was there, and Munson was there, but you know, all in that neighborhood. And then, you know, the steamship companies left the waterfront and sort of got clustered around Lower Broadway.
Mm. In the 70s, you talk about there was sort of developing that area around Coenty Slip.
Yeah.
Finance?
Yeah, right where the Vietnam Wall is, or was, I don't know, since I haven't been there
Down
since
there,
Sandy.
I don't think so.
That used to be in Jeanette Park.
Okay.
And that's been wiped out now.
Yeah.
And there's some big bank buildings standing where SCI used to be at 25 South.
Right, right.
So.
And all the flop houses you're talking about, that were kind of like competing with Siemens Church, right, for business? I mean...
Well, if there was no room at SCI,
yeah,
that's where the guys had to go,
yeah,
to the flop houses. So that's why it was always better to be at SCI.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been a little bit more expensive, but, you know,
right,
it was so much better living. So,
would some guys prefer the flop houses? You know, I mean, in terms of, I mean, this is like the same conflict that was going on in the 19th century between
the
two.
If by chance,
yeah,
they were misbehaving people and got thrown out of SCI, then they go to the flop houses.
Right.
So.
Right.
I never knew too much about that side of it, but
yeah,
I did know that there were some people who were not welcomed at SCI because they misbehaved.
Right.
And there was various degrees of misbehaving.
Right.
So drunkenness was usually the prime villain. So. But it was amazing. As long as I was there, I never heard any profanity.
Really?
Right now, when you overhear a conversation with young people or college-age people, you hear a lot of rough language. But, you know, when I was there, these old seafarers, they never slipped.
Hmm.
Now, I'm sure they used rough language maybe outside, but... Once they passed through those doors, the language was remarkable. To be honest, I never heard a bad word.
Wow, that's surprising.
When I was there, and I spent an awful lot of time at 25 South Street.
Right.
Because the old seafarers, they might have had one language on board or in a gin mill, but when they came through those doors, they shaped up.
Hmm.
And it was just not etiquette to use rough language.
Right.
At SCI.